28 after 3, the planning minister has intervened at the 11th hour about the relocation of the Rua Homeless Centre. Perth City Council unanimously voted not to approve the new location, which was set, in fact, for a showdown today at the State Administrative Tribunal. But yesterday, Rita Saffiotti called it in. Joining me live is Councillor at the City of Perth, Brent Fleeton. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
Are you surprised by this, Brent?
Ollie, I do have to start by just saying these are my own personal opinions. I'm not speaking on behalf of my colleagues or the city, but like some residents and ratepayers I've been talking to throughout this issue, yes, I am surprised. I'm a bit confused. Look, when we first went through this process, when we were asking, you know, the future of this centre, would it be just for local people, the local community that are finding themselves in a tough spot? Yes, it was only supposed to be for the local area. So I thought it was confined to us in the city, and now I see the minister saying in Parliament that it's got state and regional significance. So
hold on a minute. It's got state and regional significance. Do you find that a homeless shelter could fit into the criteria of state or regional significance, Brent?
Well, only if it's of a size and designed to bring people in from all over the metro area, which we were told, and it was my understanding when we were deliberating on this, that wasn't to be the case. And I am concerned because the community centre definition, which is what this application is relying on, is supposed to focus on the benefit to the local community, being Northbridge. And if we're bringing in people from all over the metro area, I'm very concerned that this end of Northbridge is going to do or be part of heavy lifting and a disproportionate level of service, where we should be focusing on decentralising these services out into the community. So Northbridge is not carrying this burden.
Because the City of Perth is not saying we're not doing our civic duty and providing homeless shelters. It's that you're going more or less, Brent, dare I say it, above and beyond, and there are some other councils that could also be lending a hand.
Look, just back to the council decision. So we've had 638 applications through the planning administration since we've been elected. This is the first time that council has decided to call it in. I was one of the councillors to do so because I thought it deserved everyone to have their say. This was going to be a big call in the future of Northbridge and this issue. The city, when we all got elected, homelessness was a key issue. It's why we spend $3 million over 2 years with Rua in East Perth in the safe night space. No one's saying we don't have to do anything here. I'm saying, personally, Northbridge is going above and beyond, and there doesn't seem to be a strategy from the states to place these centres where it makes sense. To me, it doesn't make sense to plonk it in the middle of residents, businesses, a strip that we want to see in future service the Perth City campus for ECU. We've seen investors telling us or showing us plans where they've got these amazing 16-storey apartments ready to go to service the international students. They've come to us through this process saying, what are you going to do here? Because if this end of Northbridge becomes the HQ for homeless services in Perth, they're not going to invest. They're not going to do that. And I think that's a real shame. And I am worried that a byproduct of this scenario, which the minister herself in Parliament said is a difficult and hard situation to manage for the community.
And the council was representing the community here because the feedback you got from residents and from business owners of this particular area of James Street in Northbridge is it was not the right location, and planning also dictated that it didn't quite fit the criteria to be there. Is that right, Brent?
Well, so personally, I'm only commenting on how I read the situation. So we were shown proposed management plans on how the centre would fit in and how people would move to the centre, use the centre and leave. When we were going through these management plans on how antisocial behaviour or cleanliness issues were brought up, the proponent to me sort of washed their hands of the situation, saying, well, once they leave the centre, it's got really nothing to do with us in how to manage the situation.
Yeah.
So that shows to me that for the few hours of a day that it's open, they'll be in there. But what's going to happen to the surrounding neighbours when they leave? I've got real live examples of people cleaning up human waste when they get to their shop in the morning, safety concerns. You know, we've had over 100 people contact us. Me personally, I'm sure my colleagues got it as well. And I'm only speaking for myself here, but you cannot dismiss those concerns so easily. There needs to be a strategy from the state down on where these centres should go. It should not go in the middle of a commercial and a residential area like this.
And Brent, just finally, are you surprised that it didn't at least go through this state administrative tribunal process?
Well, that's up to the minister to justify. I'm not going to make comment on the reasons that that she's used. Look, I know, as I said before, it was a big call for us to call this in. It was the only time in the 18 months that we've been there that we've done it. Just the weight and the examples and the lived experiences that these businesses and residents have, I took that on board personally. I mean, yes, homelessness is a tough situation and I feel very, very sorry for these people that have come on tough times. But I tell you what, I also feel sorry for the people and the business owners out there who are a week away from closing their shop, a week away from not renewing that lease. Northbridge has too many full lease signs. I'm very worried that this is the next step in the decline of this end of Northbridge.
Appreciate your time. That's Councillor Brent Fleeton at the City of Perth, speaking obviously there in a personal capacity. Do you like the action that Rita Saffioti, the Planning Minister, is taking, or should this have gone through the SAT process? Clearly residents, ratepayers, commercial business operators didn't like the idea of Rua being in that part of Northbridge on James Street. The council again voted unanimously for it not to proceed in the new location. It hasn't gone to the State Administrative Tribunal. Instead, Rita Saffioti has called it in herself and will make a decision next month. One